is Oisir Misane Umasras. This city that has no rain has to fast and has to blow the shofar also. The Chol Sibi Boiseh, all the cities around it, Misane is true, should fast. Vloy Masrias, but it's not so chum, they don't have to blow the shofar. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, Masrias, true, they should blow the shofar. Vloy Misane, they don't have to fast. Vichain, the same thing here, Shiesh Badever. If a plague came into the city of Mapolis, heavy wind came, that things start to fall down, the cities and the houses. Oisair, this city, Misana, has to fast to Masras, a strong fast of even longer shofar. The Chol Sibi Voiseh, all the cities around it, Misana's true should fast, Vlei Masrias don't have to blow the shofar. Rabbi Akiva says, Masrias, yes, the opposite, they blow the shofar, Vlei Misana, they don't have to fast. Eizel Devil, what's called the plague? He ha moitzia chamesh meas ragla. You have 500 men living in the city. The yotzu imenu shloisha mesim shloisha yomim. In 3 days, 3 people died. Zeachazeh. It's every day one person died for 3 days straight. Hareza the devil. That's called the devil. You have to start fasting right away. Pachas mikan ain't the devil. It's only 2 people died in 3 days. That's not called the devil. There's no chiyuv to fast right away. Al elu masrim b'chol makom. On these things, you have to fast right away b'chol makom. Even the faraway places. Even, yeah. Ala shidofen, if there's a shidofen means the tfuah, the grain starts to dry up. There's a ruach kodim that comes, that heat wave. The al hayirokain, that's another machla that comes upon the tfuah that makes the green like. Ala arbe on the locust, the ala chosil, also an animal that eats up the mashkas that ruins the peris and the fruits. The Al-Khayiro, if wild animals come, the Al-Kharib, if an army comes with a sword against the city, is Masrin Aler. Right away you fast and you blow the shofar. Nefneshi Maka Mahalachis. This is a Maka that travels far. In other words, it will destroy a lot. Vaita Maisa Shiyodus Kenim Mishlaim. What's happened when the old people came down from Mishlaim Lerei from the cities? The Gozru Sinus, and they made a Gzeru on to fast. Hashaniro Kimolei Pitaner Shidofen B'Ashkelon, that they saw in a faraway place in Ashkelon that there was a small amount of tefuah that had Shidofen on it. Enough of a tefuah with that you can make a dough to cover up the opening of a tanner, even though it was a small amount, but it travels fast and that's like a plague, so they started to fast right away. The Yod Gozru, another gzera they made, tainis to fast, Al Shochlu Zevim Shnei Tinoikis B'Evor Yadin, that two wolves, in other words, Chayis Roas came, and they'd have 2 children, even on the other side of the Yardin. In other words, they're afraid, maybe the wild animals would come into their city, so they start to fast right away. They didn't mamish eat up the 2 kids, El Al Shaniro. They were wild, it looks like they were going to eat up the 2 kids. So even if this alone, you have to be afraid, maybe this plague of the wild animals are going to come into the city, and you'll have to start fasting right away. Al Elo, for these things, Masriim b'Shabbos, you could even shout out on Shabbos. Al Ir, on a city, Shekifu Goyim, if the Goyim, like, besiege the city. Or Inor, if the river overflowed on Shabbos. The Al Svina, if you're on a ship. Hamitarefas Bayom, that the wind in the Yam is blowing it away. Rabbi Yasin, that there's almost drowning. Rabbi Yasin, Yayim, Le'ezvim, Le'etzok, on Shabbos, you can only yell out for help, and not just for screaming. Shimon Atimoni, Yayim, Afala Devr, even on the Devr also, even on a plague, you could scream out for help on Shabbos. Lehod lechom, lechom didn't agree for this. I will see in the Gemara why. Al kol tzara shaloi tovi ala tzibur. Any bad thing you have, that you don't want to come upon the tzibur is masrin aleh, you fast right away, and you have to blow the shofar. Chutz mered gishom, unless you have too much rain. That's not so bad, for that you don't have to fast. Maisit once happened, shomula lechuni yamagal. The Chum went to Chuni Amagel, Ispawul Sheyer Dushom, that you should go daven to Hashem, let the rain start to come down. Omalem, so he said like this, Chuni Amagel, Tzu, go out, Vechnisu Tanuri Psochim, go bring in from outside all the ovens that you're burning your Korban Pesach on now. In other words, it was made out of earthly clay. Vishvil Shloyimoku, like he was for sure it's going to rain a lot now, and the rain should not ruin the oven, so fast bring it inside. His palo, so Chuni Amago went down to Davin. Flo Yordu Gishom, no rain came down. Me also, what did he do? Og Uga, he made a circle around him. The Yomad Besaych, and he stood inside the circle. The Yom Alafonav, he said like this. Ribonu Shleilam, Bonecho Somu Pnei Malai, your children, Klai Yisrael, came to me. Shani Ke Ben Bayis Lefonech, I'm like a household. I'm like a Ben Bayis by you. Nishpani, I swore b'shimcha, God, in your great name, she'nizoz mikan, I won't move from here, ad shetrachim abunech, until you can have rachmonos on Klai Yisrael and give us rain. Heeschilu gishom menatfim. So a little bit of rain started to come down. Omar Chuni said, loikach shalt, that's not what I asked for. Helegish mei boris tichin amoros, I want heavy rain to come down to fill up the ditches. Heeschilu lerit bezaf, very heavy rain came down. Omar Chuni said again, loikach shalt, that's not what I'm asking for. Elegish mei rotzen, I want rain that comes down that people want. Brochon nedov, that gives the broch that's good for everybody. Is yordu kitikonim. Then the rain came down the right way. But a lot of rain came down. Like it didn't stop raining for a long time. That Klai had to go out of Yishlaim, the Harabai, to the top of the har, top of the mountain, because it was raining so much. Bo v'yomu, they went to Chuni Amagla and told him, Kishem shespalalto aleyim sheyerdo, the same way you daven to Hashem, that rain should come down, koch espalo sheyocholem, go daven out, the rain should stop. Or Mulhem, he answered back, like, no, for this I'm not going to daven. He said back to him, like, Tsuru, go see, im nimcheis even atoyim. There's a special high stone that they used to leave all the Hashavas Aveda. If somebody lost something, somebody found it, they would put it down there, and that's where they would claim their Avedas. So as if to say, go see if even that stone got room for the rain yet. In other words, for too much rain, I don't fear to take it away. Sholach loy Shimon ben Shotel. Shimon ben Shotel sent a message to Chuni Amagel that Amole Chuni Yato, if not for your Chuni, goizereini olech nidui. I would put you into nidui. In other words, like you're not talking nice to Hashem, like you're saying, I didn't ask for this, I didn't ask for that. I would have put you into nidui, exile you. Avome eslocho, what can I do to you? Shata mischat lefnei amokim, you're not talking nice to Hashem, like you're doing in Aveira. V'yeslocho v'tsoincho. But Hashem is doing what you want. Kibben, like a child, shumaschatu aloviv, he does something wrong to his father. V'yaisulay ritzoyna, still the father listens to his son. V'yalecha kosuboyman, the person like you, Chuni Amagel, the pasuk says, yismach avicha v'yemecha, your father and mother should be happy, v'sogli l'raticha. And they'll be happy for the people that have children like this. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding on Daf Yutes. Really, we finished the Mishnah, but we stopped at the end of the Maisa Chuni Amagel, where the Mishnah said the first time Mishnah. Here, yeah, really, it's part of the same Mishnayisin. That's what we're up to. In the middle of the Mishnah, really, the end part of the Mishnah. Let's say they were fasting. Hey, they saw the rain didn't come down yet in Eretz Yisrael, so they had a chiv to fast a tiny seber. Let's say the day they were fasting, one of the tiny seber, one of the days they were fasting, they were supposed to fast, that day, punkt, the rain came down. Started to rain. So it depends when. If the rain came down before the neitzachama, before the day started, is lo yeshlimu. You don't have to finish off the day as a tinus. It's not a fast day. You're fasting for rain, and the mice, the rain came down, you don't have to fast anymore. What about liyacher haneitzachama? Even though it came down today, but since the rain came down in the middle of the day, after the day already started, then yashlimu. You have to finish off the tainus. Today you started off fasting because rain didn't come down yet. You still have to finish fasting. Rabbi Elezer Roimer, it depends. No, koydim chatzois lo yashlimu. If the rain came down before chatzois of the day, even though you fasted a little bit, but since the rain came down before chatzois, you don't have to finish the tainus. That's enough. As soon as the rain starts to come down, you're allowed to break your fast, and it's a simcha. Liyach chatzos, let's say the rain first starts to come down after chatzos ayoyim, then the din is yashlimu. Then the din is no, you're supposed to still finish off that day. And since you are fasting up until chatzos ayoyim, you have to continue fasting. Maisit once happened, shegozru tainus balut. The chomim will gozru a tainus and lut, as the rain didn't come down yet. They will gozru a tainus see, but the people should start fasting. And the geshem, the rain came down before midday, before chatzos ayoyim. Is omalehem Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon told them, "Tzu v'ichlu v'shosu. Go out today. You don't have to continue fasting anymore, but rather go and eat and drink. V'yosu yomtiv, and we'll make today a yomtiv. The rain came down today. It's a yomtiv. V'yosu, so everybody went out. V'ochlu and they ate v'shosu and they drank.
V'yosu yomtiv, that was the ma'isa, the taka made today for yomtiv. Ubo beinu abayim, and it came by evening time, the korah halal ha'godol. As it came evening time, by Seth Yol, we'll see in the Gemara, they came together in shul, and when they came together in shul, they even said halal then. He's Ubo beinu abayim, v'korah halal ha'godol. They said halal ha'godol was a tremendous simcha today. Today was the day that the Geshem, the rain came down, because of that they said halal ha'godol. So the Gemara. Seide tainis ha'elu is, so the Mishnah started off to say, Seide tainis ha'elu. This is the Seide we had at first, that ha'omo b'reviya rishoyna, that was said about the reviya rishoyna, the first season, when the rain is supposed to come down, that if the rain didn't come down at that time, the tzibur went to fast. Like Rashi said, the first Rashi in the Mishnah, that means omo b'perek rishon, the Seide of the tainis that is said in the first perek, she'batchilo yichid misanin. And when it came, Rosh Chodesh Kislev, the Betchila is Yud Zayin B'mar Cheshvan. On Yud Zayin B'mar Cheshvan, that's when the Yechidim started to fast. Say the Tainius, V'yachakach Tzibur Hocha Mesanin. Then when it came, Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and still the rain did not come down, that's when Bezdin started to make a Tainius Tzibur, first 3 days, then another 3 days, then 7 days. Ad Yud Gimel, until 13 days altogether, in Lenenu. This is all called Reviya Rishayna, Rashi says. Hemovazman Reviya Rishayna Shel Yoyra. It came, passed away the time when the first season of rain is supposed to come down. V'leyodu Geshomim is Misanim V'holchim K'seder Azir. That's the time when they fast that Seder. That they fast 3 days, then 3 days, then 7 days. So the Gemara says, Seder Taina Seder, Hu'omab Reviya Rishayna. It was said about the first Reviya, Mashma, the first season of the rain to come down. That if the rain did not come down by the first season, we have to start fasting right away. For the Gemara Ramin, we have a kasher on this. It says in the Braisa, Reviya Rishoyno Shniya Lishoyl. That the first rain season, Reviya means a rain season, like we say, a Lashon of the rain fertilizes the ground, like it's Reveya the Karka. So the first season of rain, and even the second season of rain, if it passed by and rain didn't come down, all we do is just lishol. We only ask, like we ask Hashem, the same talamot levracha. We daven in Shemon Esrei. We are sure we ask for motor. Shlishis, when it passes by the third rain season, the reviya shlishis, the third rain season, then lehistanis. That's when you start fasting. And now Mishnah is mashmano that say the tanatelu hamor reviya rishena. Mashm, even the first season of rain passes by. If it didn't rain, you start fasting then. And here the price is mashmano that the first two seasons is only lishoyl, like Rashi says. Shafa pish lo yodu gishomim, even though the rain did not come down yet, loy b'rishoyin of loy b'shniya, not at the first season, not at the second season, lohoyim isanin, the tzibur didn't start fasting yet. El ishoyalin, they used to just daven in Shimon Esrei and say the same talamot levracha. V'kashem astisa, v'kashem al mishnah, t'ikhtoni say the tanya say lo omar b'rivi rishoyinah. So it's a story with the Brisa for the Mishnah. The Mishnah is mashm, even the first season, the rain season passes by and doesn't come down, you have to start fasting. And the other Brisa is mashm, no, you have to wait until the third rain season. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Hochi Komer, this is what our Mishnah means to say. Say the tiniest ha'omor, that we learn you're supposed to have a tiny seed if the rain doesn't come down. Hey, Mosai, when is that? When are we supposed to start fasting? Bizman Sheyotza Reviya Rishoinu Shniyu Shlishis Enechanami. It's the first three periods of time of rain to come down. That did not come down, that's when we first start fasting. For Lo Yordu Geshomim, that's when we start fasting. Avo Yordu Geshomim Reviya Rishoinu. But let's say the rain did come down in the first rain season. Vizoru, and because the rain came down, you went right away to seed the karka, you put seeds inside the karka, you plowed, you seeded it. For loit somchu, and that's what our Mishnah talks about now. And the seeds, after you seeded the ground, nothing grows up. Inamit somchu, or else let's say you seeded, you put seeds in and started to grow. Inamit somchu, aber v'chozru v'nishtanu, the growth changed, like instead of growing wheat, it grew something else. Or instead of growing nice, it grew bad, it started to turn, take a turn for the bad. Then our Mishnah says, Masriyan Aleim Yad. Right away you have the chaymer of the last tinnuses that you have to fast and you have to blow the shofar, your Masriya right away. So Rashi says like this, Sochikoma, Ugagoin Reviya Rishayna Shniya Shlishis. de kula yoyra korele, revia, kach shemati. Is that what our Mishnah says, revia rishayna? Revia means the lashon when the grain is supposed to come down, like to fertilize the ground. There's a first time, there's a second rain, and a third rain. All the first rishayna, shnia, shlishis is all kula yoyra. That's all the first rain season that's supposed to come down. Just in three different times. So in those three times, like when it comes with Chodesh Kislev, that's the time when all three rain periods pass by it. From the first Yoyra, that no rain came down, when it came with Chodesh Kislev, that's the time they start to make the Taina Siva. That's the first Mishnah. Now our Mishnah says, let's say rain did come down, but the Tzmachim didn't start to grow, or even if they started to sprout, but it sprouted for the worse, it started to turn bad, you're allowed to fast and Masriyin right away. We blow the shofar, we scream to Hashem right away. Now, Omer Rav Nachman, Davkin Nishtana, we're talking about now what started to grow, changed for the worst. So, Drashi Davkin Nishtanu, Techi Nishtanu, when it changed, Vada Yehuda Masriyin Miyad, the Tzorach Lespaul Oleho, Shayachse Biyofiki Tikunan. You have to daven right away to Hashem that it should make it start to grow nice again. That it started to grow nicely, then it took a turn for the bad. So as soon as it takes a turn for the bad, it starts to grow not so nice. You have to right away daven to Hashem to make it grow nice again. Avu Yovshu. Let's say the sprouts dried up, loy. Then you don't daven, you don't fast. Drashi loy tzorech. The mikan v'yelech lo yoyel. Because once it started to dry up already, your sprouts, it's not going to help to daven to Hashem. Like it's dead already. Drying up Hashem means it's dead. So it doesn't help to misfollow it should start growing again if it's dried up. It's for nothing. Even though the wheat is still wheat, but since it started to dry up, that's a sign that it's no good, it's not going to help. It's only in Nishtanu if it changed a little bit, it didn't dry up yet. So as time took a change for the worse, that's possible to change back to be good. But if it dried up, then there's no need to fast. So Gemara says, Pshita, of course it's that way. Nishtanu tenan. Our Mishnah says, Avotzmochim sheshinu. If it changed, mashmet's growing, it just took a change for the worse, then it's an inyan to daven to Hashem to fast, to be masurin. So Gemara says, Loitzricha atay, the chiddush is, the okun. In the case where it was okun. Rashi says, okun means, she'olu bekona. The kona is the zang in the stalks. The stalks started to grow already. Shenitkenu ma'at liachashinus yavshu. Itaka dried up, but even after it dried up, still the sprouts started to grow up. That the stalks grew. Is mad the time I would have thought. Akanasa milsi that since the stalks started to grow up, even though it's dried, it's mashma now that the plant still has life to it and is needed to fast to daven to Hashem. That maybe she still continue growing. Kamashmala no. That since it's dried out, it's finished. You can't daven, it's worthless. Even though the stalks grew up, so what? But now that it's dried out, when it's dried out, the tainus doesn't help, the tefillah doesn't help, you can't daven to Hashem for this situation. Right. V'chein she'apostol gishamim ben geshem l'geshem. That's another part of the Chiddush of our Mishnah. And it started to rain first. At the first season, rain came down. But then there was a period of 40 days that went by, and it didn't rain at all. Then it's a chomadik, a tainis. You have to start fasting right away. And masriyin alayim, that this tainis has the chaymer of the last seven tainis that we had before, that you have to blow the shofar and scream out to Hashem right away. And the Mishnah says, why? Mivnei shimakas betzuris. It's like a drought. Such a thing that it rained once, but now it stopped raining. That's like a drought. And therefore you have to daven to Hashem right away to stop it. So Mora says, my makas betzuris. What does it mean it's a drought? Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. Mako ha-mevila de betzuris. I mean, it's a maka. If the rain stopped now for 40 days, that's going to bring the day a drought. Then things are not going to continue growing, and everything's going to dry out. Therefore, you have to start fasting and davening to Hashem right away. Omer Rav Nachman. Nohora nohora betzurta. So Rashi says like this. Means, b'shein tfuah b'ir. There's no tfu, there's no wheat in the city. But other cities do have wheat, do have tfuah. And they could travel it through on the ship, down the river. So that's called Nahorub Anahora. If you have to use the Oster River to travel, to bring the Tzfuah from one city to another city, that's not called Betzurta. It's a little of a drought, true. But it's not that bad, though. Trashi Betzuris, Hizu, Valeru,